Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. It's been asked oftentimes of me, and I've questioned myself, spoke question to others, why you see the Lord seem to use some people in certain aspects of ministry and then others not so much in that. There have been terms used like the gift of faith, the gift of knowledge, gift of wisdom, implying that some person has more faith than another, or that some person has something greater than another, as though because Bishop can do the things that he just talked about with his own body and his own infirmity, that somehow he has a greater level of faith than someone who would need to feel the need to broadcast their request out on the social media or on the internet. People have often asked that question. Well, does he have more faith than I do? What's wrong with me? The scripture came to my mind this afternoon, and as I took a few minutes to dig through these tonight, I found two scriptures that I want to share with you. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Everybody say, the measure. Well, what is the measure? When I think of the word measure, I think of a tape measure, because that's what most of the measuring in my life has been done by, a tape measure. I worked in the carpentry trades for a few years, and so I understand things by measure, a tape measure. So did God get his tape measure out and say, Nick needs 36 inches of faith, Nick needs 42 inches of faith, Brother Cool needs 12 inches of faith, Brother Kendrick needs 16 inches of faith, and Brother Thompson can get away with an inch and a half? That's how my mind works. He gives to everyone a measure of faith. When I begin to look at this word measure, I wanted to understand what it meant. It is basically Strong's word G3358, and the literal translation or the literal meaning from the Greek translation simply means a determined extent or a portion measured off, a measure or limit, the required measure, the due, the fit. The required measure, the due, the fit, the determined extent, the portion. So if I was to, without changing the scripture, if I was to insert the meaning from the original root word into there instead of the word measure, I could say, according as God hath dealt to every man what is due him of faith, or God hath dealt to every man what is required for him of faith. You see, I don't believe that there's just a certain amount of faith that everyone gets. Jesus said in the Gospels that if you have the faith of a mustard seed, so there's a measurement. That's not a lot of faith. But did everyone get a mustard seed? Or did I get a mustard seed and Brother Cool got a sunflower seed? Or did Bishop get a sunflower seed and my wife got a pumpkin seed? What measure of faith do you have? But the scripture would lead us to the implication that he gives faith according to what you need. Your measure of faith is based on what extent you need faith based on your personal circumstances. Because I may appear to you in your humanity as a person that's full of faith. I believe that I'm a person of faith. I don't believe that I have some inordinate amount of faith. I don't believe that God is, and I'm saying this publicly, I'm not discounting any part of my life or ministry, so don't take this the wrong way. I don't believe I have a gift of faith, if you want to call it that. I don't believe that, but I am a man of faith. I walk in faith. I pray in faith, believing. I don't just pray. If you don't have faith when you pray tonight, I'm sorry, but you're just talking. Jesus told his disciples when they came by the fig tree on the way to Bethany, and he spoke to it and said, no man shall eat figs of you from this day forward. And they came out of the city the next day, and they saw it, and didn't have any figs on it. It was dead. They said, what in the world? Who is this guy? And he said, listen, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and shall have faith in his heart when he says it, that it shall be so, it shall happen unto him. So my faith, my prayer has to be coupled with faith. This maybe necessarily isn't always the case for me. Because I find myself at times having to pray for situations that are just almost insurmountable to my humanity. I find myself faced with confrontations at times that are just, they're questions that there aren't answers to. And they are mountains that are seemingly unclimbable by me. And so I find myself with waning faith, or almost a lack thereof, because of the situation, because of what I see with my eyes. I'm reminded of the prophet in the book of Kings, I believe it was. It was the prophet Elisha, who said to the Lord, after a servant came out and saw the hill surrounded by the enemy, he said, Lord, anoint his eyes with eye salve that he could see. He lacked faith when he came out of the tent. He looked around and he saw that they were surrounded that day in that valley. His faith was lost. His faith was waning. But the prophet prayed for him. He said, anoint his eyes with eye salve. Give him faith to believe. Let him see what I see. Because Elisha's faith caused him to see himself victorious. He caused them to see the angels of the Lord surrounding them and giving them victory. But that wasn't the same faith that that man had. It was different faith. And so while, getting back to what I said, sorry for the rabbit trail, while I may appear at times to be a man of faith, a man of great faith, and have lots of personal faith, you haven't had to walk in my shoes. You haven't had to face what I face. Maybe you don't deal with the same set of daily circumstances that I deal with. And so while you may say, wow, that guy's got great faith, and I could never have the faith of Brother Johnstone, and I could never believe God for the things that he's believed God for. Yeah, you probably haven't had to believe God for the things I've had to believe God for. And he knew going into my life, going into my situation, going into my circumstances, he deals me a measure of faith that is sufficient for the situation. No more, no less. He said that he wouldn't tempt us above that which we were able to bear, but would with every temptation provide a way of escape. So why would he put me in a situation and not give me enough faith, not deal me a measure of faith sufficient for me to believe that he could get me out of what he led me into? Can you imagine how much faith it took for the three Hebrew boys to stand there with arms crossed? I'm just imagining in my mind. Arms crossed when the music started playing and they refused to bow. I don't know that I would have that much faith, but I've never had to stand in front of somebody who said, either you bow or you're going in the fire. He dealt them a measure of faith for that moment. And so they could stand there and say, you can play till your fingers fall off those trumpet buttons, till your lips go numb from tooting that horn. We ain't bowing down. He's going with us in the fire. If we're going in, he's going in. That was a measure of faith. I don't have that same measure of faith tonight, but I haven't been faced with the same question. And so he deals as though he's a deck of cards. He gives, he offers to every man a measure of faith. He offers to you, he gives to you what you need in that moment. So that's faith. Everybody say that's faith. Now let's go to Ephesians 4 and 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. This word measure here is the same word, Strong's G33, 38, whatever that number was. Same word, same definition. That unto everyone, everybody say every one of us, is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So while he deals faith and offers faith to me, as he sees me encounter issues and he gives me a measure, something that is due, something that is meet for the situation, he also gives me, along with the faith, a different measure, because they're two different things. He gives me a measure of grace. According to the gift of Christ. So while I seek the Lord daily for an impartation of grace, I can't somehow build up enough faith to believe that I have grace. I have to trust that whatever he has in store for that day, when I wake up in the morning and I head straight to the shower and then I put these clothes on and I get my bag and I put my computer inside of it or my iPad inside of it and I get my truck. When that truck leaves my driveway and crosses the curb, I have to trust and have enough faith that he gave me in a measure, to know that he also measured me. He also took that measuring cup, just like my wife does when she cooks, and he got that one cup of flour and says, that's sufficient for today. And he dumped that into my life, and then he also grabbed another cup and he reached into the grace container and he said, quarter cup will do today. That's all you need. Sufficient grace. That's why when he told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, he meant, I measured it. I didn't give you any less grace than you need to deal with this thorn. Because I know exactly what it is that you need. Do you trust him in that today? Do you trust that he knows, that God knows in his sovereignty exactly what it is that I need, Brother Thompson, regardless of how ridiculously stupid my day was? He knows just how much grace Can I pick on you for a minute? He knows just how much grace he has to measure you every day to deal with the things at work you deal with. And he measures it out and he puts it into your life. And when you pull into that gravel parking lot and you park your truck and you walk inside, you got to go inside knowing that whatever you face that day, no matter how ridiculous it is, and no matter how much you shake your head and smile and wonder what in the world is going on and why am I here, that he measured you out enough grace to deal with it. I've got to know that. I've got to trust that. I've got to be assured of it. When I'm sitting in that boardroom and I'm sitting in that meeting or whatever the situation is, and I'm seemingly being bombarded from all sides and it's a combat zone and I'm trying to just defend myself and figure out if I'm even going to have a job when this thing ends, I got to know. He measured out enough grace for me today. Because he knew. He knew. Do you trust him in that tonight? Do you believe that tonight? Your faith has been measured tonight. Whatever you came in here needing, whatever your situation is, see, yours is different than mine. And I'm glad you didn't come in here tonight needing what I need. I'm glad you didn't come in here tonight facing what I'm facing. And I'm glad you don't need my faith tonight, because I may not have a whole lot, because my day went pretty good. So if you're relying on my faith to help you get something tonight, then you might not get it, because you have your measure. So when I enter into my prayer closet and I shut the door and I pray to my Father that's in secret, and the scripture says, he that's in secret rewards me openly. When I trust and know that, he gives me enough faith to close the door and remain in secret. Now, you know, there are times that I find myself talking to someone about situations from a standpoint of asking for prayer. I find that. But then when it's all said and done, I get done, I realize what I really needed was just somebody to talk to. That person may not ever pray for me. They may forget about me. You know, someone says, would you add to your prayer list? Sorry, I don't have one. I feel bad at times for people. I walk away from them. I think, I'm never going to pray for that poor guy. I won't remember 10 minutes from now. I had to add a notepad to my truck because I got taking so many phone calls and doing so many things. This has never been a problem for me. I've always had a sharp memory. Bible quizzing was a miracle worker in my life. Memorizing 500 or 600 scriptures a year, I blow people away with my memory. I am blessed with a great memory. People will call me and say, you said this and this and this on this day. And I said, no, I didn't. I actually said this, 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 and this is the number I gave you. Man, I can't catch you anything. How'd you remember that? It's Bible quizzing. I gave all that time to pour in my mind into the Word of God, and he's blessed me. But the crazier things get, the busier I get, it's like the more I'm forgetting. So I got myself a notepad, started writing things. I got a notepad on my desk at work. I got a notepad on my desk at home. And I got a notepad that sits in the console of my truck, and I'm constantly writing, writing, writing. I'm checking all three. I get to the office, I'm checking that one, getting in the truck, I'm checking that one, getting home, I'm checking that one. What did I miss today? He even called me today. He says, what about this? And I was like, I better write that down before I forget. But poor folks, they ask, I'll see someone, you know, someone will pin me down at work. Would you pray? If you think about it, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm probably not going to think about it. But I got enough faith to believe that the Lord can bring to my remembrance. He can inspire me in prayer, and he can quicken me. He can quicken my spirit. Sister Barry spoke to me, asked me to pray for her family. And I take it to the Lord in prayer with great faith, because I don't just randomly remember things, but I know the Lord quickened me. He gives me enough faith in that hour that he quickens me to pray about it. This is a free commercial. I was gonna say this at the beginning, but I decided not to say it all. But now the Lord's brought it back to me, so I'm gonna say it. I have felt at times, and I've witnessed this at times, and I hope to say this to be a help to somebody. I've witnessed at times individuals come under pressure when it's time to pray for somebody. And feeling like, oh, what do I gotta come up with some big spiritual word. And going back to that understanding that you talked about and relying solely on, oh my goodness, this person's listening. I better come up with something really spiritual. And I better hope I'm in the Holy Ghost. And sometimes that fear right there holds some of us back from laying hands on anybody. Like, I ain't got anything to say. Perfect. Go put your hand on somebody's head and start praying in the Holy Ghost. because he knows what to say in that hour. He knows what the need is. And you have a responsibility as a spirit-filled believer to be a conduit that his spirit can flow through. If you believe in the ministry of laying on of hands and impartation by the laying on of hands, then be a conduit that his spirit can flow through. Amen. I'll finish with this story. A couple years ago, it's been 2009, fall of 2009. I was preaching at a meeting in Everett. It wasn't much bigger a crowd than it was tonight. Maybe a little bit bigger, but not a huge crowd. There are a lot of youth there. And at some point after the preaching during the altar call, there was a group of kids about third or fourth row back on the left-hand side. I walked back and began to pray for one particular young girl. I don't remember ever praying in English that night. I mean, the Holy Ghost flowed through me, and I prayed with authority over her. I prayed in the Holy Ghost for probably 3 or 4 minutes. I felt the release, and I moved on. A couple weeks later, Brother Jason Reed, who some of you know, he called me, and he said, "Man, I just had to tell you, I got an email from a girl who was in that meeting. She said she was sitting in the third or fourth row, and that you came and prayed for her, and the things that you said that night kept her from going home and attempting suicide." And I said, I don't remember saying anything to her. I don't believe I did say anything to her. But whatever the Lord was speaking to her, whatever voice it wasn't mine. I was praying in the Holy Ghost. But the Lord began to talk to that young lady. I just simply became a conduit that his spirit could flow through. I don't have to try to come up with the perfect words to say when presented with an opportunity to pray for someone. I'm not saying that the Lord doesn't divinely inspire, because there are times when the Lord gives me things to pray about and I address them in prayer with that individual. Right. But there are other times I lay hands on folks and the Holy Ghost comes on me and I just begin to pray in the Spirit, because he knows in that same hour what I ought to say. He knows in that very hour what the need is, and he's dealing me enough measure of faith to trust him with the words. Amen. And then I have a peace in that. It takes all the pressure off of me and my human ability to come up, because, you know, sometimes, can I just be honest and say that sometimes our King James prayer that some of us are really good at is really intimidating to some folks? Just being honest, that's intimidating. Some folks, you know, they don't have a command of the English language like other people do. And you want me to get up there and you want me to pray like you pray? It's hard. It's not easy unless I can tap into the flow of the Holy Ghost. And I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. And then when he quickens my spirit, and you talked about it tonight, when my understanding and the Holy Ghost come together, and I begin to pray, man, there's a flow, and it's like I can't stop. It's like I can't shut the English off fast enough. It just keeps coming, and I don't know where it's coming from. I'm not thinking this stuff up, but there's a flow that just keeps. There's a difference between that and me going, "Oh, Lord, you better give me something to say, because I got to pray for the next 30 minutes. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Who have we not prayed for in the building?" And I'm relying on my understanding. I'm relying on my strength. I've got to trust that flow. I've got to trust that liberty and know that he'll give me whatever measure of grace and whatever measure of faith I need for that particular moment. All right, let's stand. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Il loro ne ira ma shi caro ndoro ma ye. We trust you, Father, that you know our circumstance tonight. You know every situation represented in the room, and you have dealt a measure of faith that is sufficient to face the circumstance, that is sufficient to trust you through the circumstance, Father. I thank you for the measure of grace that you've given to me tonight. I thank you for the measure of grace that you'll give me for tomorrow. I thank you for the measure of grace that you'll give me for next week and next month and next year. I trust your daily impartation of grace, Jesus. Jesus' name. Brother Tom, will you come dismiss us in prayer tonight?